Tish, and welcome to the TV Deep Dive podcast. Each week we do deep dive in all things TV related. This week we are wrapping up kind of the mini thing that we started of me talking about New York. But this week we are doing an episode dedicated to New York City tours. So if you decide that you want to go to New York and you're looking for some Friends or Gossip Girl or even just like random TV related places to go, you guys can listen to this. So before we can do that, let me introduce my co-host.
Hi, I'm Christina.
Hey, Christina, how's it going? What have you been watching?
Like I said last week, I still haven't really been watching all that much. So I started watching, like rewatching. I've seen it like a million times, but I started rewatching like The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air from the first episode. So I was looking for something to watch and I didn't know. And so I got up to like maybe middle of the first season, and then I was having an issue. It's on HBO Max or Max now, whatever. So I was having an issue with that. So then I was like looking for something else to watch that also was like nothing, like just like that I've seen already that I don't have to like pay full attention to. So then I started rewatching That 70s Show also, but I haven't really gotten much farther than that. Just kind of like looking for something fun that I've already seen that I don't have to like pay too much attention to. So that's kind of what I've been doing this week. What about you?
So like I said last week, yeah, again, I haven't really been watching too much. When I was in New York, forgot to mention this last week, but when I was in New York, I started watching this new show on Tubi called Big Mood, and it has the actress who's going to be the lead actress of Bridgerton this season, Nicole.
Yes.
I can't remember her. Yeah.
I've actually seen it. Nicola something. I don't know.
Yeah. So I started watching Big Mood, as well as I've been rewatching Modern Family. I've been falling asleep to Modern Family. And then on Disney Plus now, they've had it for a while, but I just never turned it on. You have the like autoplay function. So I just like let it play as I fall asleep. And then when I wake up, I turn it off. And then the next thing when I go, I just start from like where I left off. So now I'm in the middle of season two. I started rewatching it like just before I left for New York, and then I didn't watch it in New York. So I'm in the middle of season two. I think I just rewatched the episode where like Claire and Phil get into that huge fight where like Haley's pretending to work at the restaurant or whatever, and Alex and Manny are like onto her, but like no one's listening to Alex when she's like, I don't think Haley really works here.
Yep. Very funny.
And as predicted, I didn't end up finishing Baby Reindeer. I just couldn't do it. So it's just been sitting there and I'm like, I haven't watched it yet. Maybe next week I'll have finished it. And then I'm up to date on like Ambulance and I'm up to date on FBI, and I've been watching Ambulance Australia, and that's pretty much it. Like I said at the top of the show, we're just gonna give you guys some locations that if you do decide to tour New York and you want to go some places, you can go. We also included some places that we both have been to separately, and places that neither of us have been, but we've heard really good things about, as well as some restaurants. And then if you'd like, we can include the restaurants. Like if you guys want to know, you guys can reach out to us and we can let you guys know the restaurants that we went to together, like we mentioned. So Time and Tonic, Senza Gluten Free, and any of the other restaurants that we mentioned. So starting off strong, McGee's Pub. This is where Christina and I met the first time when we met 2 years ago in July of 2022. And so McGee's Pub is, and we'll make this document, we'll put this in the show notes too, but McGee's Pub can be found at 240 West 55th Street, New York. And that is the bar from How I Met Your Mother. So they very much lean into the fact that they are the bar from How I Met Your Mother. So they have like himium decorations everywhere. I wouldn't recommend going if you have any allergies. They are very pub-like. So asking for like vegan or vegetarian or gluten-free was interesting, but it's a fun experience.
Yeah, we definitely went there just because it was like the How I Met Your Mother bar.
I included in here as well Barney Greengrass, which can be found at 541 Amsterdam Avenue. And this is mentioned in the TV show Girls a few times, as well as recently Leah Michelle and Skylar Weston, I think his last name is Skylar, the dude from Pitch Perfect and from...
And I don't know how to say it, but it's A-S-T-I-N, definitely.
Yeah. Okay, Skylar, yeah. They mentioned going there a few times, so when I was on my trip, me and Mike did check this place out.
Very nice. Okay, so next up is a location we were supposed to go to together, but due to our issues with finding parking spaces ever in New York City, Tish went there just herself and we met her there. It is the Plaza, which is 768 Fifth Avenue. And so that was where Monica and Chandler had their wedding, as we know. And it was also featured in a Gossip Girl episode because, I mean, it's Gossip Girl took place and was filmed in New York City. So they had places all over the place. So, yeah, I said the outside of the plaza, but unfortunately, I didn't get to go up close because parking sucks.
And then, like I mentioned on last week's episode, we went to Ross's work, which is the Hall of Satient Dinosaurs, which is the New York museum. It's near Central Park. When you put in the Hall of Satient Dinosaurs, it's going to make you walk around the entire museum. Just find a spot that kind of looks like where Ross worked. But you can also check out the museum too. But that is where the exterior shots for Ross's work, those are them. Again, Friends was filmed in California on a lot, so some of these like shots are just like the exterior ones, obviously.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, we got a really great walk out of it because we were walking around trying to find it. So next up is a Gossip Girl location. It is the Pulitzer Fountain. That's at 764 Central Park South. And this is in the Gossip Girl episode where they're doing Blair. It's like season one, episode four. Blair is gonna be like the face of her mom's like fashion line, and then Serena kind of like she decides that she wants Serena instead, and then the girls fight, and they do this little like they steal her mom's clothes and do like a little photo shoot, which is like very cute. And part of the photo shoot, it's in front of the fountain, so really fun.
Yeah. And all the places that we went to too, we will share pictures on our social media so you can see them as well. Next up is another Friends location, and that is Chandler's work, which is 9 West 57th Street. And again, this is just the exterior shot. It's a building that, like, when you look up at it, you're like, oh, is this it? But then you realize that it's the exterior shots for like Chandler's work from seasons 1 to 8, I believe, or 1 to 7, whatever, when he's working that first data entry job, the job that nobody knows what he does.
When he's a doctor, that one.
Yeah, when he's a transponder. Yeah. And the building's kind of curved, so you have to like look up to it. And when we were there, we were talking about how like it'd be so creepy to work in buildings like that that are curved.
Yeah, no, I couldn't do it, but it was fun to look at it and take a picture with it. Next up is a location that I went to. So we've gone like a few times. It's from Gossip Girl, it's the New York Palace Hotel. This is the hotel where Serena and her family live, in Gossip Girl. So we did like a Gossip Girl tour, like me, my husband, my brother, and my sister-in-law. Before she was my sister-in-law, we did like a little Gossip Girl tour, and so this was on there. And then we also went like after Christmas, and it was like super fun. And they like decorated really pretty for Christmas, and they had like the trees up, and it was just like really fun. And they were so nice because like we went in and we were just like clearly only there for Gossip Girl, and they were like letting us take pictures and just like mind it. They didn't care that we were like fangirling, so it was really fun. And the address for the New York Palace Hotel is 455 Madison Avenue, and then also in the Palace Hotel is the Gilt Restaurant, which is literally inside of it. And it's the bar where Serena had drinks with Blair in the pilot episode. And it's also like when she was eating the grilled cheese with Chuck before he tried to assault her. So this is left from the pilot episode. And they like it was like super expensive to go in, and we had zero intentions of eating, but they let us go in and like take pictures quickly before we like left. So that I thought that was really sweet as well.
And then next up, also from Gossip Girl, is Grand Central Station. It's literally the opening theme, Where Is She Now? And she's like walking through Grand Central Station. And that address is 89 E 42nd Street. It's Grand Central. Like, I mean, I feel like if you've been to New York and you've been to Grand Central Station, you know exactly what we're talking about. And then also inside of Grand Central Station is a bar called the Campbell Apartment. And this is where Serena and Nate end up cheating on Blair.
Yeah.
And it's like this when they do like the flashbacks, it's like the stairs and everything that's there.
Yeah, when Chuck like catches them. I think maybe called the Campbell bar now, but it's definitely still there. We went a few years ago. It was really fun. Next up is obviously like iconic Gossip Girl. It's the Met. And they spent many a time sitting on the Met steps. And the address for that is 1000 Fifth Avenue at 82nd Street. And I mean, you can't, like, if you're in the city and you watched Gossip Girl, you kind of have to take a picture on the Met steps. It's just like the rule, I think.
Also, like the Met itself is a great place to go if you're into art and history.
True.
The last time I went, the last two times I went to New York before this, I went to the Met and actually like went inside and did like what the Met is actually known for. And then if you're rich and famous, there's the Met Gala, which should be coming up pretty soon because it's May and it's usually the first Monday in May. So by the time you guys hear this episode, the Met Gala would have been on Monday. We recorded it ahead of time. So that's pretty cool. The Met Gala just happened on Monday. I'm sure that there was lots of looks. The theme for this year was Sleeping Beauty reawakening fashion. So I'm sure that everyone will have thoughts and feelings about it, and it'll be super interesting. But yes, the Met Gala just happened after you listen to this.
Yes, yeah.
And then next up is the Museum of the City of New York, which is where Constance Billiard and St. Jude is basically like their exterior shots. That's 1220 Fifth Avenue at 103rd Street.
And next up is another Gossip Girl episode. This is Central Park Fountain. And that is where Chuck and Blair get married. And it's also where Serena and Blair make up. So, like, if you've watched the show, the first season, they're like Serena and Blair are like going at it. And this is when they like both meet up at the fountain and like Serena like is like apologizes to Blair and Blair's kind of like, you abandoned me basically. And like it's like when they had this like really like heartbreaking, like it was like the first time when they were like genuinely with each other in the show. I mean, obviously I'm sure they were prior to the start of the show, but it was a really sweet moment and I cried. And then next up is another Chuck and Blair moment. I know, guys, I'm sorry. It is Harry Winston, which is 701 Fifth Avenue, and that is where Chuck bought Blair's engagement ring. So it was just like really fun to go on our little Gossip Girl tour that we did.
And then next up, also another Gossip Girl location is 1136 Fifth Avenue, and that's Blair's apartment, where like you see like the exterior shots of her apartment as well.
Next up is another Friends location instead of a Gossip Girl one. It is the apartment building that Monica, Rachel, Joey, and Chandler live in. And that is at 90 Bedford Street. And it's like so fun. And also, like when we went, there was like a million people just like standing there taking pictures in front of it. So it's like, I feel like that was like the one location, like the biggest location. Like of all the like we've been to most of these places. I think that like the friend's apartment was probably the only one where people were like, oh yeah, like let's take a picture in front of it, which is funny.
Yeah, and there's a restaurant on the Bowden called Little Owl, which like we were like, if we didn't already have dinner reservations, we might have checked out. They seem to be like specializing in like seafood, so that seemed to be pretty interesting. But it looks like it does it like it definitely looks like the exterior shots. And even Paul was saying that like people should have capitalized on it and like had like their like balconies decorated like Friends themed. He was saying that like he would like decorate like the radiator or like the AC unit to be like Friends themed if you lived in one of those places.
Yeah, he also came up with a brilliant plan where he would make the apartment look like one something from Friends and then have people come in. And I'm like, do you really want strangers coming into your apartment? And he's like, yes, I do. So yeah, there you go.
But that you said you'd rent that out, and that would be like how to draw an extra income. That's what he did end up saying. He didn't say he wanted to live there.
Very true,
Give
very
the man credit.
true. That is true.
And then next up, right after that, it's like within walking distance is Phoebe's apartment, and that's 5 Morton Street. She technically lived in apartment 14, apparently. I don't know. On the outside, it's just like it was like a quick exterior shot, so it's kind of like a blink or you miss it situation, but it was really fun to go there. We were like taking a picture in front of that, and these people decided to stop right next to us to do their navigation, and they weren't getting the hint, so then I was like, excuse me, can you guys like move down, please? Like they were like right in our shot. I felt rude, but I was like, you can see that we're taking a picture. Like, can you not?
They were definitely like, why are they taking a picture in front of this random apartment?
It's true.
So next up, we're back to Gossip Girl for a minute here. It's the Empire, and specifically the Empire Rooftop. So Tish went to the Empire Rooftop. On there, you can have like drinks and fun stuff. And this is the hotel where Chuck like owned. And then there was that whole like issue of like Chuck Blair and the hotel business. So yeah, the hotel in question was the Empire. And the address for the Empire is 44 West 63rd Street.
And now we're back to Friends for a minute, and we're at Rachel's first job, Bloomingdale's, Rachel's work. So that's Lexington Avenue, and literally if you put in Bloomingdale's Lexington Avenue, you can see it. We didn't go to it together, but when I was at the Tiffany store, like I popped my head over to see where it was. I didn't even think to take a picture. I was just like, oh, I'm near Bloomingdale's. Let me just see what it looks like. So it's pretty cool.
So these next few locations we didn't actually visit. We had intended on it, but we didn't get a chance to. So, but these are New York locations for different TV shows that you may want to check out. So the first one is the Archibald Townhouse, and that's 4 East 74th Street. I don't know why I didn't go there, but maybe on my next trip into the city, I might.
And then next up, another gossip location is Butter, which is 70 West 45th Street. It's very expensive and very like it's just a super expensive restaurant, but I hear that it's really good. So yeah.
Yeah, I mean, people swear by it. We had intended on going, like my family, but not to eat there, obviously, but just to look at it, but it just didn't, it wasn't in the cards. So, so then next up is from a movie. We don't really talk about movies that much, so that's fun. So this is FDNY Ladder 814, and this is from Ghostbusters. Which fun fact, I know I say all the time that I haven't watched a lot of movies, but I've actually seen Ghostbusters, so I just felt like sharing.
I have Ghostbusters.
Oh, see, we can't both watch movies. It's just not a thing. And that's North Moore Street. Yeah, so Ghostbusters is great. You should watch it.
And then this one, we put these next to just to honor Paul because Paul was such a good driver to us. And that is Seinfeld and Kramer's apartment, which is 129 West 81st Street. And then also is Seinfeld's Diner, which is Tom's restaurant, which is 2880 Broadway.
Which is funny because it's actually kind of close to where we had our first brunch, we're at the gluten-free restaurant.
Time and Tonic, yeah.
Because my mom texted me and said, "Hey, you're by the Seinfeld's apartment, restaurant." So it's not too far.
Yeah. And I will have to say, shout out to Time and Tonic, really great gluten-free place. Also Modern Bagel Cafe, amazing. And they're like right next door to each other, Time and Tonic and Modern Bagel Cafe. Two really good spots that I recommend if you're looking for. And like the food is good. Time and Tonic is also mostly vegan too. So like if you are looking for those vegan options, that is a good restaurant as well. Plus, like the food was good. Like you wouldn't know that it was gluten-free. So yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree completely. We had a lot of really great, we saw a lot of really great stuff this trip.
We did, yeah. So thanks for listening to this episode, and we'll be back with regular scheduled program next week. But we hope that you guys enjoyed this little talk about some New York hotspots. And if you guys like want any information on anything, you can feel free to like message on Instagram or Twitter, aka X. Like I will tell you like exactly like how it was and like if it's worth going to certain places. I will recommend though that if you are going to be going to different spots, if you don't drive and you're relying on like public transportation, which I feel like if you're visiting New York, that's what you're going to be doing. Try to map out the spots and go to the spots that are in the same area at the same time, just because like everything is so spread out. A lot of it is walking distance, but it is still pretty spread out. So, yeah.
Yes, and if you do end up going to any of these places, like the restaurants or just the locations that we said here, definitely let us know because that's really fun and we would love to hear your experiences and hopefully they're as great as ours were.
All right. Well, you guys can follow us on all major social media platforms, including Instagram and X, as well as we do have a Patreon, but we understand times can be hard and tough. So, listening here is support enough, as well as we do have an email, which you can email us. We always love to get emails. And thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you.